scariest voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia has strongly condemned the Israeli military's ongoing aggression across the Gaza Strip, including the siege of Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on X, or formerly Twitter, on Tuesday, therefore urged the UN Security Council and the international community to take decisive action to uphold international law and end Israel's atrocities. According to the Medical Emergency Rescue Committee, or MERCY, a humanitarian organization, Indonesian hospital has sustained extensive damage due to the ongoing Israeli attacks. It is reportedly the last operational medical facility in North Gaza. Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs said on Monday that it has taken down nearly 380,000 items of pornographic content as of May 18th in an effort to maintain a safe, comfortable, and productive digital environment for all. Alexander Sabar, Director General of Cyberspace Supervision at the Ministry, stated that these items were part of 1.8 million pieces of harmful digital content removed since October 2024. Sabah urged the public to support the government's efforts by reporting any harmful or illegal content they encounter. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu, hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu. Siapa namanya? Oh, si Ikal Mayang yang sedang berdendam sayang. Siapa namanya? Si Ria Jelita yang bikin hatiku gundah. Jelas saat itu hati rasa tak tentu, bikin tak nyenyak tidurku. Ingin berkenalan, hati berasa malu, malu yang menanggung rindu. Siapa namanya? Oh, si gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu. Hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu. Saat itu hati rasa tak tentu, bikin tak nyenyak tidurku. Ingin berkenalan, hati berasa malu, malu yang menanggung rindu. Siapa namanya? Oh, si gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu. Hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia listener, today I will discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen.
Aku cari di masa lalu.
Thank you.
So as we know that it's been several years since the COVID-19 pandemic, but the people are given a little bit warning, especially Indonesian health ministry to our people. In response to the increasing cases of COVID-19 in some Asian countries like Singapore, Thailand, and Hong Kong. Well, mentioning those countries, you might have imagined that a lot of people has been coming there, like in Thailand and Singapore. And therefore, Indonesian people are warned to be on alert. And reported by RRI.co.id, based on observation until the 19th week of 2025, it seems that the spread of COVID-19 virus is still in something that is called a safe limit. And this was stated by the head of Communication and Public Information Bureau of the Health Ministry, Aji Muhawarman. And the variant that is circulating in Singapore is a derivation from the GN.1 that is not increasing the severity of COVID-19 cases. However, according to the official statement, the spike or the increase in population was caused by the decreasing population immunity. And regarding to this, Aji affirmed that the government is yet to put on hold or even making some limit for access either going to or even coming, going out or even entering the country. In the meantime, the monitoring and also observation at every international entry is going to be increased, especially with the system that we have that is called Satu Sehat Health Pass. If you happen to be landing in Indonesia, of course you might know about it. And until now, listener, there is yet any travel ban, but the people are asked to be more alert.
Hi Tuan.
Hi Nona.
Tuan kesepian, tak punya teman. Hatinya rapuh, tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, Nona tak berkawan, tak pernah rasakan cinta. Sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota. Bertatap tapi tak bicara, masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata.
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. No 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 no. Tururu 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 tuan, tururu tuan tuan. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu,
berkata,
kamu. Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan. tuan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau tuan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona jatuh cinta pada tuan, tuan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau tuan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Oh,
Citra Scholastica with Everybody Knew. Imagine if everybody knew that you have been a very bad person, even while we are pretending to be good person. This is why we need to be good to people, not to be likable, not to be, not for our reputation, but just simply being good people. What's so difficult about it? So when we are being good people without asking to be recognized, in time people will recognize that we are the good people. And of course we all want a very good memory of us in the hearts of other people. And talking about memory, an ancient manuscript in Sundanese language, which is with the title Sang Hyang Siksa Kandang Karesian, is joining the list of UNESCO preservation. And this manuscript contains a lot of teachings regarding social, culture, politic and spiritual of the ancient Sundanese people. And UNESCO put this Sundanese ancient manuscript into the program called Memory of the World. And to make sure that this happens, it seems that the National Library of Indonesia, including the National Archive of Republic of Indonesia, or ANRI, and Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, also joined hands in making sure this ancient Sundanese manuscript is included in the Memory of the World. And according to the head of the National Library of Indonesia, Professor Aminuddin Aziz, this is an evidence and also disproves Indonesia's commitment in preserving national heritage. And we wish that this ancient manuscript that entered the list of UNESCO will be preserved. And for your information, just because it is called Sunda and it came from Indonesia, when it gets into the list or into the program Memory of the World by UNESCO, it is not exclusive for Sundanese or Indonesia, but it is for all people in the world, especially because we share the same planet. And also, it is our shared responsibility to make sure that the memory of the world would be preserved.
Jatuh cinta, jatuh cinta, cinta kepadamu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
In a moment, you'll be listening to a story about Shadow Puppet, or Wayang Kulit. Stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia.
That's the sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is so not kept. So, people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cool, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Para
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. The Ras Sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Ya tori sedeng sineo amoho parabuto sono aparas jeteng tampara kencono sriangganing pusono kinontrang kontrang kinontrang kontrang masarano ya sang yang
kolo kita berbasik dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art Ravanas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitunya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita.
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as BKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia, saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bintang